Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged, Married, Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey. He's made it to Halloween week on Strictly Come Dancing. Nobody can actually believe it's true. They can't believe their eyes, but he's going to be there on Halloween.
Hey, I tell you what, you know what? The support and belief that you've got in me just really gets us through. It really gets me through.
Shooketh. That you're still there. Shocked, stunned. What's it? Stunned, amazed.
Hey, it's because of these beautiful... Do you know what? It's because of the beautiful Shag Married and Annoyed listeners, or the SMAs, as I think we... The
SMAs.
Get in. The
SMAs.
The SMAs and DAs.
Yes!
And the beautiful general public who, you know, seem to be keeping us in, just to see...
No, you're dancing then.
No. Oh, no, not me dancing. Oh. Holding up the old...
Three!
Bottom three of the leaderboard every week, the old Ramsey slot.
Have you not been above the bottom three?
Second week I was fifth, actually, after me Charleston, and then been
downhill. It's meant to get better.
In what has been christened the Ramsey slot. Mm-hmm. The problem is everyone else is just getting too good.
Well,
blame
this
them.
Is the problem.
Blame them.
You're still in it. Still going good.
Still in.
Miss you around the house sometimes. Not going to lie.
Well, you know, every cloud.
Great. welcome back. This is episode... Why
38?
Do we do this?
38.
Well, 37 was my favourite number, and that was last week. So this is 38.
Was it 37?
It's a magic
though?
Number.
Because it was. I'm sure I said it was 36, and it wasn't.
No, it was
37. Really? So this is 38.
Listen to the conviction in my voice. It was 37.
No. Okie dokie.
This is 38.
Guys, welcome. And obviously, before we start, a quick word from this week's lucrative sponsor.
Still not making
this. Stop it.
Hardly any money.
Stop slagging off the sponsors. This week's sponsor is that little dream you have when you're just nodding off to sleep and you jump and you scare the shit out of yourself. That thing.
Do you know what that is?
What?
Right, sorry. I know you like to take your sponsors quite seriously, but genuinely, right?
It's better be good if you're in a lucrative.
If you wake up like that in bed, it means that you're probably dreaming about falling off a cliff and you've woke up before you've died.
Oh, do you believe that, do you? Do you believe that if you fall off the cliff and you hit the bottom, you died?
Yes.
How has that ever been proven in the world?
Dead people.
What? Yeah, but how do you know they were dreaming about falling off a cliff?
Wrote a quick note. Whoever was possibly in bed with them felt them. I don't know.
No.
Maybe it's not being proven, but that's what I've heard.
That's absolutely
that's
not
what
being
I'm
proven.
Sticking with.
And not be proven. And I'll be honest with you, it goes against our sponsor because they specifically told me that they don't like that being mentioned, the death thing, because it sullies their product.
Well, maybe they should go back to my second year comprehensive and tell whoever told me then.
Yeah, exactly the same. Yes. That had exactly the same thing. We had an argument about it in school. I just had a flashback to it there.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone said, yeah. Someone actually said in my class, it happened to me, mate. And the teacher was like, fuck off.
Dead.
Anyway, back to the sponsor.
Right, great.
Hey, want to scare
so
the
glad.
Shit out of the person who's in bed with you? Do one of them little dream things. Eh? Want to feel so pathetic and babyish in one little moment? Do one of them little dream fall things. Mm-hmm. Eh? Our mind's normally falling off my bike or down a curb. What's yours?
What is mine?
I was asking the... No,
oh,
that's the,
sorry.
That's the slogan of the product. What's yours?
You're finally learning how it works.
What's
I've
yours?
Trying to be I'm teaching you this for so long. Radio speak.
Yeah?
Like you're talking to one person.
But we're not.
You.
We're not, mate. We're talking to 10 million.
Ah! Well, motherfucker!
Wow! We just hit 10 million downloads this week. People, thank you so much for all of the love and support. And don't forget to get your little dreams in.
I need to do 10 of these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 million.
This is the longest intro we've ever done.
Well, 10 million.
10 million. Disappointed people.
Here we go. Oh, here's the jingle.
God, Lord.
Shut up. We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle. Babadoo, 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 ba. Jingle! Hello and welcome back. Just want to start this week's episode with a public apology. This is actually episode 37, not 38.
Kind of unprofessional shitbag podcasters start a podcast without knowing what episode it is.
Us.
Genuinely. Babes. We've just hit 10 million downloads, and that is shoddy. It hasn't. We're still in the kitchen. We're still doing it on the same
£500 gear.
And you know what? Right, we didn't check because we've got our phones on airplane mode, so they don't affect the sort of laptop and everything.
Listen, is that not what's nice about this podcast?
It is very low rent. It's very low rent.
But that's like us. We are pretty low rent.
Yeah, to be fair. If you've got good enough headphones, guys, you can hear the fridge humming in the background.
Yeah. And as well, we're, you know, the jingle.
Yeah, yeah.
It only plays in one ear.
I heard about
different
that.
Bits play in one ear because me and my friend Steph recorded that on this laptop and we didn't know how to do it. So sorry about that. If you're sharing a headphone with someone and listen to this podcast, you'll probably get like a da-da-da. And then the other person will get the tune.
Or if you're one of them really cool kids who just puts one headphone in. Remember people at school who did that? They just put one headphone in.
Why?
Because they were just cool. So they could probably listen to all their cool friends saying really cool stuff while they had, you know.
I just find that extremely rude, actually. I'd be like, excuse me.
I can't get my head around people who always need to be listening to music. It freaks us out. I don't want people who just always need it on nonstop.
Well, oh my, how funny, right? I was thinking about this the other day.
Right.
I'm a bit like that. I constantly have to have like the telly on or music or some sort.
Tell us about it. Yeah, tell us about it. Still one of my top beefs. I have to sit in the sitting room while you're making some food or whatever, and you've got bloody Housewives of wherever the fuck on the iPad, full pelt on the iPad, coming up the little shitty tinny rattly iPad speaker. But you've got a new place to put it now. What you do is you put it at the back of the hob, right? So it's in like a fucking cave, so it echoes around, and all I can hear is
you didn't come to my event.
But it's literally like, honestly, the other day I was sitting trying to watch a UFC, and all I heard was your thing go previously on the Housewives of Atlanta or whatever it was.
Patoma.
And the first, it was literally Patoma. Sorry, I'm sure there's a massive narrative fucking difference, is there? It literally went previously, and the first three things was just the beep machine covering up their swearing. I was like, these are the worst people on the planet. Previously, a beep, beep, and you've a beep. Oh, God. And there's you bloody stir fry and stuff while they're swearing at each other. Heavens
Listen,
above.
I love it. But back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
Apparently, I got told a while ago that if you constantly have to be surrounded by noise and you don't like silence that much,
yeah,
then it's a sign of depression.
Really?
Yeah. What's... And I was like, right, well...
But you're quite happy. You're all right.
Well, that's what I thought until I got told that. And then now I think I'm severely depressed.
You just don't know. You don't know, do you?
I just like...
Noise.
Noise. And sorry, I didn't mean to cut you up there, but if I don't say this, it'll go out of my mind.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if we've talked about this before, but you know how people are like, well, I hate... Actually, this is my beef with the world and people.
Wow.
Haven't got a TV. Don't watch TV.
Someone said it to me the other day.
Oh,
someone
shut
said it to me the
up.
Other day, and it's one of the most arrogant things you can say. No, I don't watch telly.
Don't watch telly. Own a TV. Oh, fucking bravo.
Yeah. Someone said it to me. What the hell was that? Did someone just get a message or something?
I don't know.
A fright. Oh, it's your fault.
It's probably the telly.
It's not even on flight. It's not even on bloody flight.
Oh, man.
Yeah, someone said it to me the other day, but when they say they don't have a telly, I go, okay. Right, but I know it's like, well, I know you've got a phone, I know you've got a tablet, I know you've got a computer, so you can watch telly on all of them, so why are you being a dick?
Yeah.
Right? But it's like, a badge of honour in it, don't have a telly. But someone said to me the other day, they went, don't watch telly. I went, if you've not got a telly, went, no, I've got one, I don't watch it. And I wanted to go, will you pay your licence fee for fuck all?
Yeah.
Idiot.
Liar.
110,
liar.
110 quid a year for nout.
All liars. Don't They're all liars. It. I hate it.
You
I hate
do.
It.
Our parents do. We've talked about this before. My mum claims she never watches telly during the day. Every time you go over, some
Always
shit's on during the day. Every single time.
Tipping Point.
Your mum's the
chase.
Same.
Oh, right. Yeah. Never watch telly. Have you watched that new box set? I'm all the way through it. Right. All right. Right. Liar. So You know how people are like, meditate and all this, which is great. Mm. My sister does it. She's into all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
My relaxation is telly on.
Oh, yeah.
Utter drivel.
Yeah.
Just switch off.
Love it.
And I love it. Yeah. I love watching telly. I'm not ashamed to say that I enjoy watching people acting on the screen.
I'm honestly not ashamed to say I quite like dual screening.
What's that?
So I sometimes stick something on just so it's on while I'm on my phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I do
yeah,
in
yeah.
hotels specifically. Yeah. And I've got this thing, I told you this weekend, I've got this thing where I love watching stuff in hotels. So when I'm in a hotel and it's only got like Freeview, I flick through the channels. Apollo 13 was on the other day in the hotel. I couldn't believe me. Look.
It
was
film.
On. It was. I think it was on ITV or something. And then I was like, oh, ITV2. And I was like, hold on a second. I missed like 40 minutes of it. I went, hold on. ITV2 plus one was there. Booyah. Watch the bad lad from the beginning. You phoned us 40 minutes before the end. Talked to you for half an hour. Missed most of it. But still, I was happy to watch it.
Seriously, you could get it on catch up.
It's not the same.
Oh,
I like watching it live.
live. I remember somebody said to me once, they were like, God, you watch loads of... This is one of them people who was like, don't watch telly.
Yeah.
They were like, you watch loads of TV. I was like, oh, sorry, does that make me less of a human being than you?
Yeah.
Because I like watching telly. Yeah. Because my enjoyment, right, my lovely bit of my life when I used to work full time was just coming home, having a bath, put my pyjamas on, watching the telly. That's what people do where I live.
It's a working class thing. Yeah, yeah it's a working class thing. Sitting down, watching the telly, happy days. Did I ever tell you, I'm not going to name and shame, but someone once on the Twitter, I think they've changed it now, but someone I know, the Twitter bio just said, I read books.
Oh, no.
That's all it said.
It didn't.
Yeah, it did. I was just like, oh my God.
I read books.
But it was the, like, I always read it in the phrase, in the way I'm saying it, I always read it in this way. I read books. Like that.
Yeah, like, books.
Yeah, not I read books. There was an invisible before it. It was, I read books.
I hate them. Oh, God.
I actually don't like people who can sum up their full life in their Twitter bio. I hate it. It really winds us up. It's like, you know, husband, father, hiker, motorbike enthusiast, pizza lover. Fuck off, man. Really? That's it, is it? That's all of it in one go.
Do you know what I hate?
What?
Oh, it's an Instagram thing.
Right.
They have emojis for every person that's in their family. So
shit
it'll be like
bed.
Mom, dad, child, child, baby, whatever. Then it'll be like a cat and a dog.
Great.
And then sometimes it's like a cat with a halo on, so that cat's died. Jesus. And you just want to be like, really? Really?
While we're on it, people who just reply exclusively with GIFs and emojis, they can fuck off while we're at it.
Why?
Karen does it. Karen Hauer. I know you don't listen, Karen, my dance partner, but I know David listens. David, I feel your pain, mate, because whenever I text Karen anything, I just get a GIF back of a cat. Anything. See? Literally like, oh, hey, I'm really sorry. I'm running late. I had to take the bed at nursery. I'll be half an hour late for training. Just a GIF of a cat.
I don't know what any of them mean.
I literally said what I did. I said, how the fuck did you communicate before GIFs? Ridiculous.
I like a GIF, though.
No, they're funny, but it's exclusive. Jason Cook does it as well. It's all I get back. I get no... I literally, sometimes I just reply, good chat.
I might start doing it.
Oh, don't. I can't take it. Honestly, you know me. I need attention. I need to know people have put the effort into speaking to us.
Shock. What part are we up to?
This is still the introduction. This is just rambling.
Oh, my God.
What you've been up to. First of all, how is 37 your favourite number? This is episode 37. We
talked about
that.
It last week.
Yeah, but I feel like we didn't dive enough into it. Why is 37 your favourite number? Is it the way it looks? Is it the way it sounds? How is 37... like, 3 is one of my favourite numbers. I don't know why. It just is. But 3 comes up quite a lot
in
life.
It's a magic number.
Well, in Strictly, I'm 0-3 to vote. Vote Ramsey. Vote as many times as you can, Z. And on the floor, we stand on 0-3 when we do the keep dancing thing.
That's probably got to do with the fact that that's your number.
Yeah.
Not some sort of...
And I was like, oh, 3 is my favourite number. I mean, it'll mean nothing. I'll probably go out this week. But...
And you're always in the bottom three?
There we go. Bottom three.
What's he called? Craig Revel Hall would give you a 3.
Yeah, Shirley gives a 3 as well. Thanks for bringing up the past.
Did Shirley give you a 3 as well?
First week she gave us a 3, yeah. Yeah. She doubled it this week. Oh, she gives a 7, I think, this week. Booyah.
Tripled it.
Getting it back. No. That's the math.
37.
Right.
There's my number.
Yeah, but why is it your favourite?
Oh, I don't know. Why not?
I just
why
don't know not? When 37 would come up. Have you ever lived in 37, a house, number 37?
No.
Right. So when has 37 things ever
Why
been
does it have to be? It's just a number that I like. I just see the number 37 and I think,
so the shape
I like that
it.
Number.
You like the shape, the three, then
no,
the seven.
No, maybe it's not the shape. I don't know. I just like the number. There's no reason to it.
I was just about to say, because three can be my favourite, because if I go to the, like, if I get myself a cup of tea and some biscuits, I will get three biscuits. And I was about to say, you wouldn't get 37 biscuits, but you would.
I mean, I would if I could. I bloody would. 37 biscuits. Oh, how good are them biscuits that I bought from Waitrose?
Oh, someone's changed. Someone's bloody drawing a bit of that lucrative sponsor money that we've been getting. Eh?
No. Well, because I've been biscuits. Treating myself and I've been ordering them with meat online at Waitrose.
Them biscuits are nice, them cookies, but I just dipped one in some tea and it turned into bread. It essentially just turned into bread.
So it's not a good dipper.
They're not good dippers at all. There's too much hay in them. What have you been up to this week?
Not much. I went to Newcastle today to buy some shoes to match a dress, which was very frustrating.
Right.
And I also, I'm one of them cafe wankers who sits on my laptop using the free Wi-Fi, having like one cup of coffee.
Really?
Yeah. And I was there today. And you know, this is quite sad. Like I put it on my Instagram, we've got a really top podcast in the country.
Yeah.
We're doing quite well. You're on Strictly. Like, you know,
yeah.
Jobs, work's canny, life's good.
Also, a top flight stand-up comedian, we'll carry on.
Well, that's you.
Yeah, but, you know, not just on Strictly. So, just so everyone knows.
No, this is your job now. It's all you do. You're just a dancer.
Oh, God.
You're going to be on the West End after this.
I'd rather die.
So, yeah, today I had to take my laptop to Newcastle.
Right.
In a carrier bag.
Carrier bag.
A 5 pence carrier bag. It wasn't even a good bag for life. It was what, a 5 pence
where?
Co-op carrier bag.
Co-op ones? The co-op ones are see-through.
Yeah, well, I had to put it in that and then put it in my bag. Because I haven't got a laptop cover.
What's wrong with you? They're like, you can get laptop covers on them little stores in the middle of Newcastle for like £2.
I don't know what size it is.
You had it with you.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, here's something really annoying. Laptop case aside, because I need to do... Because what happened was the week before when I was being a cafe wanker, I got sand in the charger bit.
Jesus
off the bottom
Christ.
Of my bag.
Right.
So I had sand
this is
in my
just,
bag.
You are, this is just you all over. Your car's a fucking mess.
Well, I know.
Everything's... You're a disgrace.
Well, I just need a laptop case.
Sand in your lap. What you got sand in your bag for? You're nine? What
we
you
live
doing?
At the coast.
I live at the coast. I've got sand in my bag. I live at the coast as well. There's no sand in any of my things.
Oh, there's, mate, there's absolute shite in my bag. There's sand. Minging. There's like chewing gum that I've put in a little bit of paper that's come undone. It's disgusting, my bag.
You once shouted at me. Your bag is bad, but the side, the little door, the door...
of the car.
Yeah, the door of your car is disgusting. And you once, when we shared a car, you once shouted at me because I threw a half-eaten humbug away out of the side of the bag. There was all like manky wrappers and there was a couple of humbugs in. And some you took out and spat them back into the thing. And you like went off it. You were like, why have you thrown your humbugs away? I was like, some of them had been like partially
because
digested.
I was just keeping them.
Disgusting.
For later.
You're an animal. Minging. I've just watched you there before we started. Take some prawns out of the fridge. And then just squeeze some mayonnaise and ketchup together and just eat some cold prawns, dip them in that. And
it's a prawn cocktail. What's the crack?
You didn't put them on the plate.
Oh, it's because I didn't prepare a meal to your standard. Some of us can just eat, you know, for eating's sake. Don't have to have a three-course flipping dinner every time we do.
You get slices of ham, like, I don't know.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, this is what I was going to say.
Okay.
So, not that I'm slagging them off, because I do like them. If they ever want to send us free stuff, I would be happy with that, right? Yeah. Went to the Apple shop today to get a cover for my phone because I haven't got a case for my phone because that broke because I'm a useless human being. Went to get a case, right? And I was looking, I was like, oh, the whole stand across one wall, all iPhone, what's the new one, 11?
11, I think.
All iPhone 11 cases. I was like, all right, okay, we've got the new iPhone 11 and they just don't have any cases for any of their phones.
Oh, yeah, that's it, yeah. You're
so
a dinosaur.
I went to the man, I was like, I've got an iPhone 10. Have you got any cases? He was like,
wow.
What kind of shop is this? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Even though it still works, it doesn't exist in our eyes anymore. Yeah. Only this one does.
Did he like, not spit on you?
No. I wanted to spit on him, but I just thought, this is the most ridiculous shop. And you know when Pretty Woman, when they're like, big mistake, huge mistake. I was like, I would have spent good money in here buying a case.
£20?
They're more than that. They're more than that. They're about 30 quid because the good ones, that when you've dropped them, I needed. And I was so pissed off. I was like, oh, what? Because I haven't got the iPhone 11. Yeah. What's it got? A new camera. Fuck off.
Did they all laugh at you? Did they wedgie you on the way out for having the old phone? Did they call your names?
No, why?
It seems like that kind of thing. We've only got the... goes on the tannoy in the shop. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got an iPhone 10 user in. Loser! Keep slapping you in that and pulling your hair.
I know, so strange. But the one,
shame. Shame. All the way down the street in Newcastle.
And it's cracked.
I mean, your phone's a disgrace.
I know.
Yeah.
But as well, you know, there were someone was having a little lesson. I find that really weird.
Yeah, when they go on and have lessons.
Yeah, like there's about six people sat there with their laptops getting a lesson. I'm like, what are you doing, man?
What, I mean, you can find more stuff. Yeah, your YouTube, you can find out more stuff, yeah.
Would you go for a lesson?
I was going to say, because on YouTube you get taught by a 12-year-old American guy or a 12-year-old Chinese kid, and they're a little bit condescending. Especially if you're older, you might not want to be taught by a 12-year-old child.
That's true.
But the guys in the Apple store know better. I must have told you about the time my mate went in for an iPad case. I told you, didn't I?
He went in for an iPad case.
He was like, can I have this iPad case? What's it like on or whatever? And the bloke just like ripped open the packet for this case, like a bear, just ripped it open. And my mate was like, mate, like, I didn't say I wanted it. I just want to know what it looked like. And the guy looked at him and he went, mate, Apple's got more money in the bank than the American government.
Whoa.
Wanker.
Wow. Yet you see none of it.
it's not your company, dickhead.
Well, then that gets us onto a whole other thing of why do people who work in a shop feel and act like they own the shop?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
it's
seriously.
Sometimes, not all of them, most people, but yeah, it's the ones who are dicks about
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
Like, mate, this isn't your shop. You want... Dave B and Q, stop being a wanker.
Do you know when I worked at Dorothy Perkins and like people used to nick stuff, I'd be a bit annoyed because I'd be like, oh man, that is so bad and I hate thieves and whatever, but then I'd go to bed and I'd sleep because
with all your jewellery on that you nicked rattling away. Go to bed and I'd sleep in me Dorothy Perkins bloody puffer jacket that I stole.
Bloody stole, I tell you what, every shop I've worked in has rinsed me
because
I've just bought everything.
Really?
Oh, I'd get my paycheck and I'd just spend it on shit from that shop. And I'd be like, I'm literally working here to spend it here.
Yeah.
I got a store card in one of them where I worked. I got into debt at my job. Ridiculous. Absolutely. It was River Island.
We'll not be paying you this week, Rosie. We'll just take a little chunk off your store card debt.
You actually owe us £300, Rosie. Oh, no. It's ridiculous.
No wonder you started nicking.
I don't, by the way. I haven't.
I'm at Cheryl this week.
You did?
Cheryl.
I know. How funny. And I've just listened to a podcast with her on the day.
Rosie, I got so sort of took by surprise. It was crazy. I was walking down the corridor at Strictly and I had all my gear on, ready to go on. And I just saw this familiar face standing at the door and there was loads of people around her and she kind of broke away from the gang. So I thought, oh, I must know you. I must have worked with you. And the people you're with, you must be the entourage of someone really famous. And she went, hey, hiya, Chris. You all right? She went, are you enjoying it? And I was like, yeah. And I'm looking at her going, where do I know you from? Why do I know your face?
Mm-hmm.
And then I went, hold on. We haven't met. She went, well, no, but, you know, I've been watching the show and, like, you know, I feel like I know you. I went, well, yeah, but hello, are you all right? I think I must have looked like an absolute pelic, to be fair.
Did you not go, Cheryl?
My sister? So I gave her, like, a cuddle and I was like, hey, really lovely to meet you. We both know Nick Grimshaw, so we've got, like, a friend in common. I know she's good mates with Grimmy. But I was just like, oh, yeah. And then she was just asking how it went. And it was, honestly, it took us so long. I felt so embarrassed that I didn't know who she was. But at the same time, I didn't want to go... Could you check? You are Cheryl, aren't you? Just checking. You are Cheryl.
The Cheryl.
You're not like, I don't just know you from
Cheryl.
Home. Like, you are superstar.
You're not Cheryl. You're not my mate sister.
Yeah. Like, we didn't meet at a barbecue. Like, I do. Yeah. Crazy. It's just one of the moments where
she's lovely.
Dead lovely. And then the best bit was,
imagine.
She sat in front. So your auntie and uncle, your uncle Kevin and auntie Karen came to the show on Saturday. They sat behind Cheryl for the full time she was there. I kept looking over and waving at them. I was like, they will be buzzing. They will be so buzzing. Went to the bar afterwards to see them. I was like, he's all right. I went, hey, what do you think? Sitting behind Cheryl the whole time, he must have been buzzing. They both went, What? Who? I went, Cheryl was in front of you. I went, that was who it was. The camera was always on. I thought she was just someone's mate. They were absolutely
gutted. They had no
gutted.
Idea.
They were gutted. It's hilarious.
Betcha smells nice.
She did smell very nice.
What like?
Just a nice, just a bonny
like
lass.
Like a nice perfume.
A nice bonny lass.
Oh, betcha smells lovely.
She did just smell very nice. I don't mean that to sound creepy. And I shouldn't
I think.
I shouldn't have whispered that last bit. Of all the bits of that sentence to whisper, it shouldn't have been, she smelled very nice.
She smelled lovely. Like a dotty.
She smelt like a peas pudding sandwich in the fog on the Tyne. With sand on it, because we live near the coast.
You love her. Our Cheryl.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Bah. It's time for What's
Your
Beef?
Your beef?
You joined what's in there,
beef?
Did you?
I just like to see.
We've got a jingle. Put the jingle in. What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef? What's Your Beef? What is Your Beef?
What's Your Beef?
Shouldn't be such an irritating.
Tell you what, I'll see you in court.
Okay, ladies first. What's Your Beef?
Okay, my beef with you this week was something else, but something else just happened.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Why have we done this before? Shit the bed. I don't know. Why do you get so annoyed if I leave the fridge open for longer than a second? Why is
Rosie,
that a thing?
Rosie, you had that fridge. So we've got a fridge. On the bottom is the fridge.
Show-offs.
On the top is the freezer.
Show-offs.
It's a smeg as well. On the bottom is the fridge. On the top, it's the freezer. The doors open independently. You opened both the freezer and the fridge door, and you had them both standing open like you were trying to cool yourself off, like in bloody, what's it called, Universal Soldier, where the dead bodies overheat and they have to cool themselves down, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Has anybody seen
there
that?
Will be people out there who get that ref. Has anyone seen Universal Soldier? Dolph Lundgren? Jean-Claude Van Damme?
No, well,
Kidness.
Is that when he does the split all the
Excuse
time?
Excuse me, he does the split in every film. That doesn't narrow it down. It's his thing. He did it on a bloody advert recently in between two lorries.
Oh, yeah, he did.
It's amazing. You stood there like you were trying to drop the temperature of the room, almost like opening a window to let some air out. The freezer was open, the fridge was open. You were just standing going, what can I have? Playing with your hair. I said, if you don't shut that, I'm going to lose my mind.
So what do you want me to do? Do you want me to open the fridge, have a look, right?
No. Nope.
Use my photographic non-existent memory. Well, shut the fridge and go, oh, what should I have? So you
I'll
want me to look,
you.
Shut it, and then decide what to have, and then open it again and get this?
Get your phone, open it, take a photo,
shut
close
up.
It, look at the
That's
photo.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard
joking,
in the world.
I'm joking.
But why, and can I just tell you, listeners, oh, that wasn't bad, that was bad radio, isn't it? Can I just tell you, right?
Listener. Our one listener.
One 10 million listener. You get so irate with that. And I don't know where that comes from.
Me mum.
Right.
Come from me mum. Me mum once told us that once you open the fridge and close it again, it takes 40 minutes to get back to the temperature it was. And I think that's a lie.
That's an absolute lie.
I got shouted at it when I was younger.
40 minutes. But then again, right? What you keeping that cold?
I don't know. Well, it's you bloody roll my parents and little things.
Well, back in the day, people didn't even have a fridge.
Right.
They just had a larder.
Well, that would have been amazing because no one could leave the fucking door open non-stop. I'd be buzzing.
Oh, my God. You are infuriating. What were you going to say?
I was going to say when I was younger, all my friends came around mine when my mum and dad went on holiday. And one of the lads left the fridge. He had the fridge open while he was getting some butter out or something. He was very annoying what he was doing. He like took the butter out and buttered his toast while he had the fridge open. And I literally shouted like, shut the fridge. But I like screamed it like I was jumping in front of like someone firing a gun.
That shouldn't be.
I was like, shut the fridge.
But
and
that
all like, they had me life for years.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I don't know how you got any mates going on like that.
Me neither. Hey, here's an idea. Glass fridges.
Amazing.
Not a bad idea that.
Well,
like
the wine one is.
Yeah, yeah. Like in a pub, but big glass one, where you can see all your food inside.
That in a pub, they've got like big silver ones.
No, like I mean, behind a bar where you can see all the beers.
Oh, they are the ugliest things in the world. Yeah. Why would you want one of them? Our fridge is a mess anyway. I don't want to see it.
It is disgusting.
Just get over yourself and let us open the fridge. Choose what I'm going to eat and then shut the fridge. Like, a sane, normal
what
human
What if we got
being.
A bigger fridge and you could open it and climb in to pick your stuff?
Oh, really? Go on to your beef. What's your beef? With me, excuse me.
Well, it can't be that you keep the fridge open because we've just covered that, but that is one of my beefs.
Great.
But I've got another beef.
Oh, lovely.
My beef with you is and you've done this for quite a while, and I've only noticed it because you did it quite recently a couple of times in the space of a couple of days. For some unknown reason, you pick up a TV remote, piss off to another room in the house, and leave it there. And then come back into the room where we're watching telly and go, where's the remote? The other day you said, where's the remote? And I went, I don't know. And I start looking for it. You gave up looking for it. And then you went, it might be in the hallway. And I walked up the hallway and it was fucking, it was next to the front door, the Sky remote. What are you doing, man? What's wrong with you?
Do you know, oh, in my defense, judge and jury, I've just, I don't know, since I've had Robin and just since I'm a grown up, just got loads of things on my mind. And I walk around this house just picking stuff up all the time and putting stuff down.
Yeah.
So I've got no, there's no, I've not noticed I've done that, but I've had it in my hand. I've probably put it down to pick something else up to take it somewhere else. It's all I do in this house.
Right. And you know, we've got Sky Q, right? So you press the front of it and the remote beeps to tell you where it is. Mm. It was so far away we couldn't hear it from the room we were in.
Well.
That's how far you'd travelled, the Sky remote.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise us.
Why are you picking it up and taking it out of the room? What do you mean? Like you're saying you're picking it up and putting it down. Why are you putting it down in the hall? Why is it going to the hall?
Chris, I don't know. Why, you know? Because probably Robin was going, I want Mr. Maker on! I want Mr. Maker! And I was probably making tea, so then I've put Mr. Maker on, gone back there, gone to the hall, I don't know. Jesus. Anyway, sorry, honestly. There's no excuse for that, but, you know, don't chastise us for it.
I'm not, but it's the beef section, I've got to have a beef.
Do you want to leave us? Because I left the bloody Sky remote in the hallway. Eh?
Well, I don't know. How far do I go? How many? If I leave you, how many Sky remotes am I going to find along the way?
Loads.
Down the path and up the fucking motorway.
Do you remember when we lost it for a while, we had to use the front room one for both rooms? That was,
where
that
was it
fun.
Again?
Oh, I don't even remember. It was somewhere ridiculous, like in the car or something. I can't remember.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Babadoo, babadoo, ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Public. What we got?
So I've got a few here. Start off with a good one. About poo.
Great. Good heavens.
Nobody's complaining.
Nah, no one's complaining.
Do you know what?
This is real life. Uh-huh. This is real life. This is what we talk about. It's all good.
We keep saying as well, there's how many people in the UK, just in the UK? 68 million? So we've got 10 million downloads. So half and half. A lot of people won't like poo, but then don't listen.
Yeah, I think the people who don't like any kind of toilet humour, I think we've weeded them
out. We've lost them
quite
already.
A long time ago.
I agree. And I'm glad.
Yeah, good for
I don't like people who don't like toilet humour.
I don't like people who don't like toilet humour. I don't like people who don't like swearing. The wind is up.
We wouldn't get on.
I don't like, no, we wouldn't get on at all.
Nah, they probably don't have a telly either.
Probably don't.
Definitely don't. So, hi Chris and Rosie. Last week's podcast reminded me of an advert I'd seen for a robot that automatically finds and clears up dog poo. Sent a little video of it.
Wow.
This is a thing. Should get a campaign to get it brought to your local council. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's not to do with this. So, She sent a little story along with this.
Uh-huh.
But that was just a beginning of it. Thank you for sending
so there's
that.
So there's actually a robot that can clean up poo?
Yeah, apparently so. Apparently so.
Wow.
I haven't watched the video annoyingly,
that
but...
That would last 2 minutes around here.
Oh, wow.
2 minutes.
Not even that.
How long before a group of kids just gathered around it and started shitting on the floor to see if it would pick up human shit?
Yeah, about 10 minutes.
Not even that. Yeah, shitting on it, rubbing shit on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you got it at the nook on a lunch break... Do you know what I mean?
Hey, I'll have you know, them school kids are bloody fantastic. I'm training at that school near the nook. They're absolutely amazing. Better than we were. Christ alive.
Yeah.
I walked the nook with, like, in a bunch of kids. But not in it. I didn't go with kids. That sounds really weird. I was like, where he's going? Can I come with you? You got the chippy. I just to buy you some drink. It wasn't that.
Oh, were you that awful older person who used to just be there with all the kids and you'd be like, who is this man?
Can you remember that? A 30-odd-year-old bloke knocking around with like children.
Not a relation.
He always had proper thick glasses as well. They were always just like a weird, gonky looking.
Yeah, really skinny.
Yeah, smoker. Always had a bike.
Yes.
Always on a bike.
They're always very fit, Jarvis. They've got lovely six packs because they're just on bikes all the time.
Goes above 10 degrees, t-shirt off on your bike.
Mm-hmm.
Still get your hat on.
Oh,
sometimes they do a t-shirt off with gloves on.
Seen that before.
It's good luck.
Very good luck.
Anyway, it wasn't the story.
Sorry. When I was younger, my dog had diarrhea on our living room carpet.
Good God.
And my mum wanted to claim it off the insurance.
What the fuck is going on?
Because doggy accidents weren't covered by the policy, she lied and said that my younger sister, who was 9 years old at the time, had done it. She then turned the fire on before they came to assess it to aggravate it so that the whole house smelled very strongly of shit.
God! What's wrong with people?
It was vile. My sister had to lie to the insurance man and pretend that she had shat herself on the carpet.
For fuck's sake. The camera, the insurance man comes round.
She was mortified.
I've come to inspect this shit stain on your carpet. Hello, good day. Yes, I will have a cup of tea, please. 2 sugars.
Was it you?
Honestly.
She was mortified and she cried in front of him.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She did not live it down for years, but it worked and we got a new carpet.
My God.
Hooray.
That. Oh, do you know what the best bit is?
What?
So they got the insurance guy around and they had to pretend that this poor lass had cacked on the floor and she's having to pretend in front of it. You know they had to get rid of the dog for the day. You know someone had to take the dog out. Take the dog out. Put them balls and treats away. Put the dog's bed in the back room.
There's no dog here.
Unbelievable.
Beautiful story.
Just go to Morrison's, rent out the supermarkets like Morrison's and stuff. They rent out carpet cleaners for like 12 quid or something. Go and get that.
Well, I'm guessing this is back in the day though, Chris. So who was 9 years old at the time?
What are you feeding your dog that its shite won't come off your carpet? Like, heavens above.
But that's what dogs do. Dogs have diarrhoea and that. And then dogs flipping thingy the arses along the floor.
Didn't I never tell you about the time that
You
happened?
Have, but yeah. Tell everyone because it's
everyone
a lovely
on the podcast,
story.
I'm
come
not
on.
Sure. So my mum and dad had this thing when we were younger about never letting anyone know that they were getting anything new. Like, it's just ridiculous. Like, don't tell the neighbours. Oh, we're getting new carpets. Don't tell the neighbour. We're getting a new fridge freezer.
I
don't
think it's because your mum's friend copied once.
Do you reckon?
When she told me a story that somebody copied something.
Yeah.
And she was like, nothing from then. She was like, don't tell anyone anything.
It's ridiculous. I hate it. I'll tell anyone everything. I mean, all you got to do is listen to the podcast. We'll tell you anything.
I know.
I'll never forget it. One Sunday, my auntie was around with our dog and the dog wasn't very well. And we were getting new carpets on the Monday. And we're all sitting around talking. And he was a lovely dog. He's like a little sort of border collie, a collie cross thing.
Yeah.
A little black and white dog. He was lush. And he wasn't very well. And he just did that thing where he put their back legs in the air and he just dragged his arse along the carpet. And he left. It was like a lime green carpet. And he left a visible brown line. Like a full-on skid mark across the carpet, right? And I remember going, bloody hell, it's a good job we're getting that new carpet tomorrow. And my dad stood up and went, what are you talking about? Tom, you idiot, we're not getting a new carpet. And he ran through and got a load of cleaning stuff and he sat and cleaned this dog shit off the carpet for ages rather than just going, all right, we're getting a new carpet, all right?
Don't worry about it.
He cleaned it for ages because he didn't want to tell me, auntie, we're getting a new carpet.
Why?
Because he's a psycho. Poor dog didn't know where to put himself.
Bless him. Can we just clap? You had a lime green carpet.
It was minging. Yeah, there's a lime green carpet in the living room.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was lifting.
Babadoo, 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 bab. Another one.
Yeah.
This is long and this is a story.
Yeah.
I thought you might enjoy it.
Go for it.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. We never know with these. We just kind of say it and then if it's funny, it stays. If it's not, it goes. So here we go. Hi, Chris and Rosie. This is a story, not a question, but I promise it's good.
Fair enough.
Please keep me anonymous as I never want my girlfriend to hear this story.
Always the best.
I know.
Always the best.
P.S. I wasn't with her at the time of this story, but it's awful nonetheless.
Wow. I'm getting excited.
I know.
I'm getting excited.
Okay. A few years ago, I went to Edinburgh for my mate's 21st. As there was a few of us, we rented a massive townhouse for the weekend just outside of the city. When we went out on a night, we slowly started losing the lads one by one as people were going back to the house and going to different bars, etc. So by about 2 o'clock in the morning, there was only me and two of my mates left in the group. One of my mates is a bit of a ladies' man and was desperate to pull that night. So he went over to this group of girls and started cracking on. Me and my other friend got a few drinks and then joined them. I got talking to this girl who was absolutely stunning.
Wow.
And well out of my league. I thought I didn't have a chance. However, an hour or so later, there were six of us in a taxi going back to the house.
Oh, God.
Why? Get your condoms out for the
Can't
lads.
Can't just say 60 in a taxi must have been a 7-seater. Probably had to book that.
Yeah, they don't happen on the off chance.
That was planned. Well done, lads.
When we got back to the house, we all went to our own rooms with the girls. I was necking on with this absolute stunner until she asked me to go into the bathroom with her. We started stripping off whilst necking on in the bathroom. And when we were totally naked, she got on her knees. And I'm not kidding, my penis was about to touch her lips. And she said in her Scottish accent, "Piss in my fucking mouth."
Oh my God. Oh Jesus.
Was that, did I do Irish then or Scottish?
It doesn't matter. The sentiment was there. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. You ready?
Oh my God.
Want the rest?
Well.
How? It's a brolic, moonlick, nick the night. Piss in my fucking mouth.
Yeah, that was it. And that was terrifying.
Yeah, we.
Right, that's enough.
Sassanak.
Yeah.
Naturally, in my head, I was like, what the actual F is going on? But in reality, I was absolutely mortal and I just rolled with it. So I started pissing.
God alive.
Right? Are you ready?
What is wrong with people?
Are you ready? She absolutely loved it.
Oh my.
She was rubbing it all over her body, collecting it in her mouth and spitting it on herself, etc.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It was fucking monkey. However, after I had finished, she grabbed my penis and went to town. I was a bit reluctant to pursue things as she was covered in my piss, but she was so fit and I had already gotten this far. So in my drunken state, I thought, nah, whatever. And we had sex in the bathroom on the pissy floor.
That is one of the worst things I have ever heard in
my
life.
It's so grim. There's more.
Oh my God.
Are you ready?
Can I just say, first of all, that was a rented house.
I know.
That's why you don't rent your house out to large groups of people. That's why you take a bloody big deposit, right? Because the break glasses, the steel cutlery, and the piss on each other in the bathroom.
Can
right?
we also clarify? This is a one-night stand.
What people?
This
have
got
is no
a one-night stand.
No shame whatsoever. That's something you build up to.
Not just that. He could have had anything. His wee could have been riddled in her mouth. Who's drinking? Weeing in strangers' mouths?
He could have had.
He wants locked up. She wants locked up.
Who's weeing in strangers' mouths? Answers to shagmoneynoin@gmail.com. Welcome to Rosie Ramsey's new Saturday night game show. Who's weeing in strangers' mouths?
Come on.
Like, seriously, and this is, I don't know if you've ever had a curry and you've had a wee afterwards and you can smell the wee, you can smell the curry in the
wee. Yep, yep.
What
yep,
if he'd
really
had a curry?
Strong.
What if he'd had asparagus? Oh my goodness gracious me, what if he'd had a Barocca?
Oh, what if he'd had mushy peas?
What
they go
do?
Green. Your wee goes green.
No, it doesn't.
I guarantee you it
How
does.
How many mushy peas?
Like a tin.
Have you ate a full tin?
Yes.
Just with a spoon, cold?
Yes.
Right.
Another thing, not being funny, this is 2 o'clock in the morning after a drunken night out. That's lager.
That is fully lager.
That wee is lager.
That's what a vile, vile interaction.
Do you
want to
hear the rest of it?
Here. I don't know if I do.
What do you think?
I think I just felt the future collective heart dropping of people listening to this. I think you have to tell us the rest. Yes.
So there's more. She was an animal. She also had fake nails on and she was clawing my back to bits during this whole experience. But because there was piss all over her hands, it was stinging like hell.
This is absolutely revolting.
She was scratching me and I had scars and a rash on my back in the morning.
That is vile. Honestly, I feel violated. I feel sick.
I know, that's
how,
it.
I mean, how fit? I can't even imagine the level of fit someone would have to be for me to go anywhere near them after I'd weed on them. I can't imagine.
Would you have done that in the first place, though? If you met a girl on a night out, right? It happens. Listen, have as many one-night stands as you like. You know, they're good. Get them out your system.
You're talking to me. We're married, you know.
Oh, no, sorry, I'm talking to
listener. Oh, you're doing that radio thing where you're talking like there's only one of them.
Sorry. Yeah. I wasn't even looking at you. I was looking at the microphone.
You just said have as many one-night stands as you like. I'll be honest with you, Rosie. I can't be arsed.
Well, no, you can't now because we're married, but you've had them back in the day.
Spot sport. Yeah.
I've had them back in the day. They're good for you. Get them out your system while you're young, blah, blah, use a condom, be safe. This is a one-night stand.
Don't be pissing on each other.
If you had a one-night stand with a girl, right, and she was just about to do stuff, whatever, and she asked you to wait, would you do it?
No.
No, you wouldn't.
Unless I was absolutely desperate and I was like, oh, do you know what? I did need a wee and she is in the way of the toilet and she doesn't want us to waste this wee. And but I would never call her again. And I probably wouldn't have had sex with her.
My God, you would wee in someone's mouth.
If I was massively desperate, and she was in way of the toilet and she was very far, I don't know. I don't like disappointing people. I'm quite a people pleaser. I don't know if I'd like to sidestep and go, look, I'm not weeing on you, but I'm going to wee in this toilet. But you have to say a little face going, oh, it could have been my wee. Or I'd go, how about a wee in this cup? I tell you what, put the plug in the sink. I'll wee in the sink. I'll get myself out and you can have a right laugh. Fill your boots, love.
Imagine if you were weeing just going, no.
wasting bloody good wee there. That's what he's doing. Storms out. Bloody wee waster.
Wasting good wee.
Oh, imagine you'd already put the condom on and just said wee on us and he just filled it up and it just fell off. Went all over the floor. Popped.
Hmm?
Little condom full of wee, made a little water bomb. A little wee, weeder bomb.
God, this is getting worse.
Can I just say this is probably one of the most disgusting stories we've ever been sent.
Possibly.
I'm mortified.
It's beautiful though. Thank you so much. And at the end, he's like, don't read out my email address. He's terrified that someone's going to find out who he is. Don't worry, we won't. That's disgusting. If I was on a one-night stand, somebody asked to wee anywhere near me, I'd be like, no.
What about his mates? Someone in that house went to that toilet in the middle of the night with their socks on.
Oh, well, the rest of the... I didn't tell you the end of the story.
Oh, Jesus, there's more.
Anyways, afterwards, we both had a shower and said nothing else of it. So they've had a shower after, which is at least, you know...
I mean, how familiar are people getting on one-night stands? Showers together? Weeing on each other? Is it weird that I find the shower together weirder than the weeing? I don't know. Just like having
a
shower.
What would you talk
together?
About in a shower with someone you're having a one-night stand with?
Oh, you just weed all hour. Do you want to get here? Do us a favour, love. Will you do me back? But be gentle because you scratched a load of piss into me skin.
Do you mind passing the Dettol, love?
Will you gargle with it first, you minger?
So, what's he said here? Yeah, had a shower afterwards, said nothing else of it. She left in the morning with her friends and I ran through to tell my mates the whole thing. Whilst I was mid-story, we heard a loud bang and we heard my mate James shout. We ran through the hallway and found James had slipped on the pissy floor in the bathroom, which we'd forgotten to wipe up in our drunken state, and his back was covered.
Fantastic. So, that's the happy ending we needed.
Yeah.
His mate slipped on the wee, Booyah. Pissy, everyone's happy.
Pissy pants.
Good God.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. My boyfriend is in his mid-20s and I've noticed he still kisses all his family on the lips.
I already love this email. I already love it.
So that includes mom, dad, sisters, in brackets it says teenagers. I don't know why.
No, I don't know. Yeah.
And grandparents. Am I an awful girlfriend for finding this really weird, especially when he kisses them and then goes to kiss me?
It is. It's weird. It's maybe, really weird.
Maybe it's normal and I'm just a judgmental cretin, no. But my family does not do this.
It's weird. Mid-20s. His sisters, brackets teenagers. That's very funny. No, it's weird. It's weird.
See, I'm very much, we are a kissing family, my bigger extended family.
Yeah.
Not on the lips. Yeah. Not on the lips. It's like weird. Cheeks.
It is weird. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound like a prude. And if you do it with your family, fair play. But for me personally, in my opinion, it's really strange.
Have you ever kissed your mum on the lips?
When I was, no, this little. I just got kind of a shudder. Because I remember...
Oh, my God.
I remember... I remember back in the day when I was little, I'd kiss my mum on the lips. And I do remember one time where I think I tilted my head and kissed my mum on the lips. And I remember thinking, that's the last time I do that. And then I don't think I ever kissed her on the lips again for forever.
When we were younger, we used to do superstar kisses with my mum.
What's that?
Like, basically, a little bit like snogging. But not.
So you used to snog your mum?
No, we all did it. It was like a joke. Like, we used to be like, we were very young. And it would be a joke. Like, sorry. Superstar
like
kiss.
In the like, movies.
Like, and then like that for ages.
You. I get you. No, that's okay. Yeah.
But
did you slip at the tongue?
Sometimes. Not all. Oh, don't. She listens to this. She'll be mortified. But we used to call it superstar kiss. But we're from a family where we had a song when we used to get in the bath. Yeah. Like, that's the kind of family we were.
What was the song?
Belly moo, belly moo, take your clothes off too.
Right. I've heard you singing that to Rob and I didn't know that. Where's it from?
Oh, we used to just sing it to each other, me and my brother and sister, when we're getting in the bath.
What's it from? Is it from anything?
No.
We made it up.
You know I used to make loads of songs up.
Right, okay. Yeah. Name another one. Oh, yeah. What was the other
one? My song that I made up. I've sang it on the podcast before.
Oh, the island one.
Yeah.
Tropical island. Yeah.
Who would forget that classic? Of being alone with you on a tropical island in the sun.
Brilliant. Absolutely. I'm glad we brought that
back.
Thank you. Fantastic.
38 episodes in. 37.
Shit. Comes back. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for this week's celebrity question.
Celebrity question.
That was awful.
Been doing that for weeks now and you've never said it. I thought it was quite nice.
This week's celebrity question is from the Scummy Mummies.
I love these guys.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. It's the Scummy Mummies here. It's me, Helen.
And me, Ellie. Hello.
We're so excited to be on your podcast.
I know, right? Unbelievable. Amazing scenes.
Fantastic.
And of course, we have a question for you. Now, as a busy comedy double act touring around the country, we've pissed in some pretty wacky places, haven't we, Helen?
Yeah, and often in front of each other.
Yeah, that's right. So we want to know, what's the most unusual or exotic just odd place you've ever done a wee?
That's right. And all the details, please.
And do you do it in front of each other? That's what I really want.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? You have a no shit rule, don't you, Ellie?
Yeah, that's right. No, shit in private, but pee. Oh, I could piss in the middle of the O2. I wouldn't give a monkey's.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.
Well, they're on theme.
I know.
They're on topic
what
for the
is
week.
This pissy podcast.
It's happened.
Thank you so much, Scummy Mummies. Love them, guys. I went on their podcast a few weeks ago.
Yeah, they've got a podcast if you want to have a listen to them as well.
It's very good. Very, very good. Where's the weirdest place you've had a wee?
Oh, do you know what it is, right? Our tour as well, obviously. Carl Hutchinson, my support act, is absolutely desperate to have a weeing in bottles in the van rule.
Right.
He loves it. He's like, if he can wee in a bottle in a moving van, he's happy as a pig and shit.
See, well, I'm so jealous
of
that.
Over the moon. That man can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So jealous.
I think the weirdest place I've ever weed is Blue Water Shopping Centre in Kent, right? I weed in the back of the van in a bottle because I needed a wee so badly and I didn't know how far into the shopping centre the toilets would be. So we pulled up. I made my tour manager, my driver and Carl get out of the van, and I weed in the back of the van in a bottle, and then I went and put it in a bin on my way into the shopping centre, and literally within 3 seconds of walking in, saw the toilets.
Did you go and finish your wee, or had you like finished it?
No, I completely finished it in the bottle, yeah. I weed on a bonfire once.
Well done.
A clean recreational park when I was younger. Some kids had... I was with my mate who stood in dog shit 7 times in
one
day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One of my BMXs, and some lads had set a fire and I weed on it and put it out.
Oh, you are crazy.
And I remember thinking, is wee flammable? Will the fire fly up me stream of wee and burn me tiddler? But it didn't, because no. The wee's not flammable.
It's not. After the Spice Girls concert...
You weed on your shoe,
I weed on
you?
My shoe behind the bus stop.
Lovely.
But...
classy.
Yeah. Since having Robin, obviously my pelvic floor is knackered.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I wee all the time.
Well, you wee mid-conversation.
Yeah.
Trampoline parts.
I've been trying to work on it and it is getting a lot better. But yeah. I was at my Strictly party the other week, bent down to get into the bottom of the wine fridge, had a little wee. I'm not even joking.
Rosie, you all right? I'm just so excited for this wine.
Oh, it's a Pinot Grigio. I swear to God, squatted down, a little bit of wee came out. Just not enough to change your pants, but enough to feel uncomfortable.
Not enough to change your pants? What do you mean, not enough?
Like,
to change
I hadn't
your pants?
Soaked through. I had jeans on.
Oh my!
But it wasn't enough to have to go and change them. But it was enough to just be like away for the rest of the night that I'd had a little trickle.
Of course, it was enough to change them, you animal.
I was in my house as well.
Of course, you literally could have walked upstairs and changed your neck. Honestly, unbelievable. It's probably bloody sand in there as well, was there?
Probably. Babadoo, 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 ba. And that's it. The end of another episode. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it so much. We just appreciate you guys.
We'll call that the urine episode, because that was ridiculous.
I know. Sorry about that.
Heavens above.
A lot of wee.
A lot of wee. Guys, if you want to get...
I need a wee, actually.
Guys, if you want to get in touch with anything, we or we not related, shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. I'm on tour next year. Tickets are on sale, chrisramseycomedy.com. The first leg is almost completely sold out. Second leg is on sale now. And I'm on Strictly, guys. Please watch the show on Saturday. Please vote. Voting opens as the show finishes. If you go bbc.com/strictly, you can vote 3 times for free as well. It's bye from me and bye from literally my wife, who was the other side of the room opening the door on our way to the toilet. Go on, get yourself away. I'll sign off.
Right, bye.
Unbelievable. Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.